Chapter 2, Taking Care of Mr. E. On a blustery afternoon a few days later, the girls were taking Mr. E for a walk, as they had every afternoon since the dog's arrival. They took turns carefully holding the leash as they walked all around the garden. They had to be patient because Mr. E liked to sniff every rock, tree stump, soggy pile of leaves, and slushy puddle. "Isn't Mr. E the most fun guest we've ever had in the garden?" said Camille. "Oh, yes," agreed the girls. When they got back to the playhouse, the girls made sure that Mr. E was dry and comfortable. Then Camille read a story aloud. Emerson scratched Mr. E's ears, and the dog's tail went thump, thump, thump happily. Soon after, Aunt Miranda stopped by. "Hi, girls," she said. "I brought some scarves for the dress-up trunk," she smiled. "What project are you doing now?" "Willa's worried about the animals in the garden finding enough food to eat," explained Ashlyn. "So we're making a string of popcorn to hang on a tree for them to eat. We're almost all out of popcorn, though," said Willa. She fed some broken bites to Mr. E, who gobbled them up urgently. "I've got popcorn in my house," said Aunt Miranda. "I'll go pop some batches for you and be right back." "Thanks," said the girls. "Would you like to come with me, Mr. E?" asked Aunt Miranda, putting the dog on the head. But Mr. E had curled up on the rug and was clearly too comfy to move.
"It looks like somebody wants to stay here with you girls," said Aunt Miranda. "Is it okay if I leave Mr. E here a bit longer while I go back to my house?"
"Sure," said the Woolly Wishers.
"Thanks," said Aunt Miranda.
"See you later, girls."
"You too, Mr. E."
I wonder what the E in Mr. E stands for, said Camille after Aunt Miranda had left. Willa patted the sleepy dog.
"Well, I don't think the E stands for
energetic," she chuckled. "Or exciting or elegant," added Emerson.
"I think it stands for extra lovable," said Kendall, gentle, hugging Mr. E's head.
"Or maybe extremely sweet," said Ashton. All the girls looked fondly at Mr. E, who sighed with contentment and settled in for a nap. Mr. E, who was never exactly a frisky dog, was especially sleepy and sluggish today, so the girls worked quietly. When they finished stringing all the popcorn they had kindled, said softly, "While we wait for Amaraya to bring us more popcorn, let's go hang up this string for the animals."
"Okay."
okay, whispered the girls. As noisily as possible, they bundled up in their outdoor clothes. On tiptoe, they crept past the snoring dog. They left the door open in case Mr. E woke up and wanted to come join them later. The girls ran all over the garden. It took quite a while to find the perfect tree, but at last they did. The Wallywishes were happily hanging the string of popcorn on the tree when Aunt Miranda returned. "Hi, girls," she said. "Sorry it took me so long. I popped a couple of batches of popcorn for you." "Where's our dog?" "We left Mr. E asleep in the playhouse," said Willa.
"That's odd," said Aunt Miranda. "I just put the bags of popcorn inside the playhouse. I didn't see any sleeping dog in there."
"We left the door open in case Mr. E wanted to come outside," said Camille. "Mr. E is probably wandering around the garden," said Kendall. "Here, Mr. E," called Ashton.
"Mr. E," called the girls.
All the girls, "come."
"Yoo-hoo," called Aunt Miranda.
"Come on, sweetie."
"Woo-wee," whistled Emerson, but no dog came running. "Mr. E must be somewhere in the garden because the gate is shut," said Willa.
"Let's go search."
"Okay," said the girls.
"No, no," Aunt Miranda said calmly. "It's nearly dusk. It's time for you girls to go home. Mr. E will show up at my house, probably around dinner time." "Don't worry," the girls left. But they couldn't help worrying. As Camille said to the girls when they parted at the gate, "It just isn't like Mr. E not to come when we call."